Yashikoyach. We'll start today. I know Rabbi Marburger started last week the sugya of Pesach Pesuach Lushasarabim. We'll leave that alone. We'll let Hashem pick up on it next week. And today we'll deal with the sugya of Baila Be'ir. There's a heter of Yichud that of Baila Be'ir. And we'll try to see in what cases it could apply, if this could be used b'frat in offices, in a professional setting, does this have to apply and when? So the Gemara in Kedushin on Daf Pei Aleph says, Amar Rabba, Baila Be'ir ain choshishim mishum yichud, that if a woman has her husband's in the city, you don't have to be choshish mishum yichud. It's not a problem. That she's allowed to be miyachid as long as her husband is in the city. Rashi says, "Ein choshish mishum yichud." You don't have to worry about yichud. Says Rashi, "Lahalkois to get malchus, the mister di mibal has to osi." So Rashi says two things. First of all, Rashi indicates that when we say "Ein choshish mishum yichud," avada it's osa, and Tosis is medayik like this. Rashi held it was osir to be miyachid even if there's baila be'ir. Baila be'ir is not a heter. However, what the Gemara means when the Gemara says that baila be'ir and choshish mishum yichud means, the Gemara before had said that they used to give out malchus if a woman was miyachid with another man. Over here, they didn't give malchus. That much, as the way a lot of the mefarshim learned, it wasn't an issa deraisa, it was only osir midirabonon. And therefore, since it's only Asim Yidu Rabbanon, they didn't give Malkus, but it's Asim. Rashi explains why is this Yichud better than other Yichud. So on that Rashi says, because she's scared, the mystery Mibala, she's afraid of her husband, has to Asi that he's going to be coming right now. And therefore, since she's afraid of her husband, even if she's going to be Miyachid, Minat Torah, the Torah wasn't concerned. Tosfos, however, argues on Rashi, and Tosfos says, that even the Rabbanon, it's not a problem. It's Mutar L'Chatchila. Tosfos brings a raya from the Gemara Vayta like that, because the Gemara asks on certain Amirayim, how come they weren't Samech on the Heter of Baila Be'ir, and the Gemara has to give Terutzim. If you're telling me that it's also L'Chatchila, that there's an Issa de Rabbanon, and it's only that it's not an Issa de Raisa, what was the Gemara's Kasha? So Tosfos comes out that the Heter of Baila Be'ir is across the board. It's Mutar even L'Chatchila. And therefore, an Isha would be allowed to be miyachid with another man as long as her husband is in the city. In Shulchan Aruch, in Simon Chof Beis, in Evin Ezer, Sivches, the Shulchan Aruch says very clearly, in Baila Be'ir, ein choshish mishum yichud. Obviously, if the Shulchan Aruch would hold like Rashi, that there was an Issa d'Rabbanon, it would mention it. And therefore, the indication of the Shulchan Aruch is that the Shulchan Aruch holds that this heter is across the board. However, if you look in the Pischei Tshuva does bring a Birke Yosef. Birke Yosef is from the Chida, that the Chida did bring Shitas Rashi, that the heter of Baila Be'ir is only an Isser that there's no Malkus, or maybe that there's no Deraisa, but al kapanim midrabanan, the zikha would be an isser. The Binis Adam, which is the Chachmas Adam, the Chai Adam, he wrote the Chai Adam on Arachayim. So in the back of the Chachmas Adam, he has a sefer called Binis Adam, and over there he has a perek on Baila Be'ir, and he is also not so sure whether to be samech on it mamish l'chatchila. And what he wants to say is as follows. He says, the only time you can be Samech on Baila Be'ir is if the whole Yichud is the Rabbanon. For example, there's an Isser for one man to be Miyachid with two women. That even though two men with one woman is okay, one man with two women is a problem. Zoktim Binis Adam, that's only an Isser the Rabbanon. That din, that if there are two ladies, it's a problem, that's an Issa d'Rabbanan. And therefore, says the Binis Adam, if one of the two ladies, her husband is in the city, so now we have two heterim. First of all, the whole Issa is only d'Rabbanan. Second of all, could be you have Shita Satoisvis that Baila Be'ir is Mutter. So although, if there's only one lady, there we're going to say that this is Issa De'Raisa as the Yichud itself, and one should be Machmir. But he says, if there are two, then you could be Megal. However, the consensus of the Poskim is that one could be Samech on the Heter Baila Be'ir in all cases. They bring Rabbeinu Yeruchim that maybe there's an Indian of Tznius, a person who's extra Zohir, should be Zohir, not to rely on Baila Be'ir, but the consensus of the Poskim is not even to be choshish so much for Rabbeinu Yeruchim, and the minig is clearly that if there's a heter of Baila Be'ir, if a woman's husband's in the city, that would take care of the Yichud problem. Meaning, if somebody is home and they have a worker in the house, it's at night, and the husband would like to go to Daven Ma'ariv. And the question is, the only ones that are going to be left in the house now is the wife and the worker. Is since there's a heter of Baila Be'ir, the husband's going just around the corner to Daven Ma'ariv, the halacha would be that there would be no problem of yichud under any circumstances, and therefore, even if the wife is uncomfortable to leave the door unlocked, and she would like to lock the door, it's at night, she wants to keep the door locked, afal pi kein, since we have a heter of Baila Be'ir, she would be allowed to do this. Because lemaisa, the husband's just going around the corner, he could come home, as Rashi says, she's nervous that her husband's coming home right now, and therefore, there would be no problem of Baila Be'ir. However, there is a tremendous machlokes in the Achronim, how far we take this heter of Baila Be'ir. Because, what happens, let's say, for example, a person lives in Brooklyn, or Manhattan. He lives, let's say, in Washington Heights, and he works in downtown Manhattan. It takes him at least 45 minutes to get to work every single day. And he goes to work. He gets to work. His wife calls. We'll make the case really good. His secretary picks up. She asks to speak to him. The secretary tells him 1 second, puts him on the phone. She knows clearly he's at work. Meaning, the earliest possible time that he could walk through the door is in 45 minutes from now. Do we have a heter of Baila Be'ir or not? So Pashtus, if you read the Lashon Rashi, you'll say, no. If Rashi's saying that the whole reason why we have a heter of Baila Be'ir is because she's concerned, she's nervous that at any second he may walk through the door, if she now knows that she has 45 minutes until he could get back, so although he's in the city, but she has a certain confidence to know that he's not going to come. Or do we say that maybe this is not the pshat? And there are achronim that learn that no, it's not a concern that we're afraid that at any second he may come. The reason why there's a heter Baila Be'ir, the Chazanish says, is because she has nervin. She's nervous when her husband's around, when her husband's in the same city, there's a certain, the Lashon is Emas Baila Le'o, there's a certain fear that she has, and because she has that fear, that's why she would be nervous to be mezana with somebody, and therefore we have no problem with yichud. And therefore, even if she knows that physically he cannot come home for 45 minutes, but since she knows that he's in the city, that itself would be enough to create a fear of Baila Be'ir, and therefore there would be no problem of yichud. Reb Moshe in a tshuva addresses this shaila directly. He says, in our city, in New York, people could work in New York, but they're quite far away. And Reb Moshe goes very, very strongly with this tzad, that the only time we say a heter of Baila Be'ir is only if she actually has that there's a possibility that he may actually come. However, if there's no possibility that he could come, the Moshe holds there's no din abay l'biyah. Now, just to address the Moshe for a minute, there has to really be no possibility. For example, let's say a person goes Friday night to Shom Zachar. So he walks out the door, and he's going 15 minutes there, probably stay for 10 minutes, at least that's what he told his wife when he left, that it was only going to be 10 minutes, and then he's coming back. So she knows she probably has an hour and a half, but at least 40 minutes till he comes, till he goes. Pashtus, in that case, you could still have a heter of Baal Beir. And the reason is, because, let's say he's not feeling well, he gets a cramp, he gets a stomach ache, he may end up coming back. He may get there after 15 minutes, knock on the door, and there's a sign on the door, sorry, baby in the hospital, not here. As long as there's a possibility that physically he could get back pretty quickly, there's no point where you could say that a woman is fully, fully comfortable that her husband is not around. The question that Ramosha deals with is number one, where a person is far away physically, he's at least 45 minutes away, or he also discusses where he works for a boss, he's not his own boss, his boss is not just going to let him under any circumstances just pick up in the middle of the day and leave for no reason. I guess technically he could not be feeling well, but as a general rule, in a very, very strong oifen, he's pretty much stuck at work. So if that's the case, where Moshe says that Lamaisa the Heter of Baal Be'ir would not work. However, if it's a case where a person said he's going out for a certain amount of time, and he's really his own boss, at any point something could come up and he could turn around, he forgot something, or whatever it is, so then this emotion would not apply. As we mentioned, the Chazanish argues, and the Chazanish says no. The actual fact that she knows that her husband is somewhere in this city, that's enough of a deterrent for her that memela will be mutar b'yichud. And therefore, even, just 1 second, even if the husband, let's say, is a Rebbe in yeshiva, he's not coming home, he's on the other side of town, he's teaching in a classroom, that's about as tied down to a situation as we could get. Afal Pikein, according to the Chazon Ish, you would have a heter of yichud. And therefore, if let's say a worker would come to the house, a plumber, a painter, a yid, a guy, it doesn't make a difference, there would be a heter of yichud. According to Ramosha, there would not be a heter of yichud, and we would have to look for another alternative. Yeah. Because the aside of yichud is that we're choshed that they'll come l'day issa. If we know for whatever reason that it's not going to happen, it's such a case, the issa didn't apply. I saw in the Minchas Yitzchak, in Dying Weiss, he takes an interest, he wants to make a pshara between these two shittas, and he wants to say as follows. When Marburger mentioned last week the machlokes of Pesach Pasuach, what do you need to have Pesach Pasuach? Do you need that the door has to be wide open to the outside in order to say Pesach Pasuach? Or is it good enough, even in a private house, as long as the door is unlocked, that's already good enough to say Pesach Pasuach? Because you never know, someone may come in. I remember when we were learning Yichud in Yeshiva, so there was a person, one of the members of the Chabura, was screaming, how could it be in a private house? Who's walking into a private house? What does it help to have the door unlocked? No one's coming in. Came back the next day, he says, you know, by the way, I learned night seder. I teach boys on the fringe. Last night, one of the kids just walked straight into my house. The door was unlocked. He walked straight in. So I guess it is possible. So this is the shaila and the poskim. Do we say that the door has to be unlocked? Is that good enough? Or do we say that it actually has to be open? Says the Minchas Yitzchak, you could be mitzarif these two kulas. Meaning, although there are many poskim that are soymich, that if the door is unlocked during the day, it's good enough. At night, they're not soymich on it. But says the Minchas Yitzchak, if let's say you would have a baila be'ir, like the Chazon Ish, meaning she's somewhere in town, but he's somewhere in town, but she knows he's not going to come home, plus the door is unlocked, these two things combined, you could be Mekel. So therefore, even if he's going somewhere that she knows he's not going to be home, if the door is unlocked, that would be good enough that we could be Samech on Baal HaBe'ir together with the unlocked door, and that would be enough. Now the truth is, the Shaila, yeah. I think the Sheyichud. Once it's more than a Sheyichud, then she's okay. That's the way I understood this again. The truth is, this Shaila with the invention of cell phones became very, very more prevalent. Because it used to be, a woman sent her husband to the store. She never knew. Maybe he'll come back, maybe he won't. Maybe he went, maybe he didn't go, maybe he forgot. So you always had the heter of Baal HaBe'ir. But once he gets to the store, let's say that's 15 minutes away, and then, of course, the first thing on the shopping list is not there, so he has to call her for a replacement. And he says, okay, I'm in the store, what do you need? As soon as he does that, she knows he's 15 minutes away. There's now no more chash that he's going to come in right away, and we right away have the shayla of Baal HaBe'ir. A second limitation to the heter of Baal HaBe'ir is in a case that the Shulchan Aruch calls Libay Gaspa. There are the examples that the Shulchan Aruch, Libay Gaspa literally means that his heart is close to her. There's a certain connection between the man and the woman. And because of that, we have a reason to ask the Yichud. And the example that the Shulchan Aruch gives is Kigan Shegadli Imai, that we're dealing with a woman who had grown up with this man. Let's say they were both adopted, or something like that. Or the second case is Oishii Karvasai, she's a relative of his. In that case, says the Shulchan Aruch, this is already a din in Shulchan Aruch, there's no case of Baal HaBe'ir. There's no heter. So Lemaisa, this is something to keep in mind. Because as a general rule in halacha, most poskim, the consensus of the poskim is that a sister-in-law would be considered libay gaspa. We'll get to soon what the exact gather of libay gaspa. But a sister-in-law is a relative. She's around pretty often. And therefore, a brother-in-law with a sister-in-law, the heter of Baal HaBe'ir would not apply. So if let's say you have a husband and a wife, and the wife has to go out, let's make it the other way around. There's a brother-in-law in the house, the husband's brother's in the house, the husband wants to go out for Ma'ariv, with a brother-in-law and a sister-in-law, there is no heter of Libay Gaspa, of Baal HaBe'ir, because of Libay Gaspa. And therefore, even to close the door and not lock it, especially at night, which is a real shayla, if Pesach Pasuach works, you're not left with a heter of Baal HaBe'ir, and therefore you would run into yichud problems very quickly. In addition, with a mother-in-law or a daughter-in-law, there's also a problem of libay gaspa, and therefore if somebody is staying, let's say, by his in-laws, his wife is out, and now his father-in-law wants to go out, even though we have a heter of Baal HaBe'ir, usually in most cases, by a mother-in-law, because of a problem of libay gaspa, you would not have it. And therefore, as soon as the husband leaves, even just to close the door, that would already create an issue. And this is something that requires an extra zehirus into making sure that the yichud is taken care of. Some of the heterim that exist, if there are children that are up, ifrat, 5, 6, 7 years old, that age, that's always the best heter, because they're at the point where they don't have the Yetzirah, but they would say over what they saw, and that always takes care of a lot of yichud problems. But if it's just let's say a lady has a baby and she's by her in-laws' house, and if she's home and sleeping, that's good enough. But if she's not and she's out, and it's just the son-in-law with the mother-in-law, there's a big problem of yichud that would have to be addressed. Another interesting shiloh that comes up is with adopted children and second marriages, where there are children who are living in the house that are not the children of one or both of the spouses. And there's also a potential yichud problem there as well. Now, if you have a whole family of children, so very often it could be taken care of, the brother, the sister, there are people around, and the yichud problem gets taken care of. But, let's say in a case where Nebuch, a couple doesn't have children, and they would like to adopt, either a boy or a girl, and now, technically, they're opening themselves up to big yichud problems. It's interesting, they bring down that the Chazon Ish, just to note, who didn't have children himself, was very not keen on encouraging childless couples to adopt children, because he felt that it was almost impossible to avoid yichud problems. He felt that at some point they're definitely going to come to an issa yichud. And it's brought down that the Chazon Ish held that maybe it's better that they should not adopt to avoid the problems of yichud. The Maisa, Stipler, many other Gedolim did encourage it. But they bring down that there's a Pischei Tshuva in Evin Ezer. We know there's a halacha that one is not allowed to stay married to his wife for more than 10 years without children. So there's a question today, does this halacha apply, does it not apply? So there's a famous Tshuva's Kesek Kahuna that dealt with this issue. And he was dealing with over there with a person who wasn't so well, and it says there he was a tremendous Talmud Chacham, and his wife supported him and took care of him, and he hit the 10-year mark, and he didn't have any children, and he wrote that it would be very hard for him to have to get divorced now, to live on his own, and he sent in the Shaila, is he Mechuyif? And he goes through over there a lot of Tzadim, which is really a landmark tshuva to what's used today. Today the not the minig to divorce a wife after 10 years of not having children. And Teich Tevarov, while he's going through all the different stadim, he says, he comes out that he should not do it, he should not divorce her. And he says, well, you want to have children, so go take a yosim, your soyman, to your house, and you'll raise them, and that will be almost as good. So you see clearly that he did not have this issue. And the Stipler, as well, used to encourage couples who unfortunately couldn't have children to adopt children, but he used to give them a very, very strong ashara, a very strong warning to make sure that they actually take care of their siyichot. Because again, since there is no heter of baila be'ir, because an adopted child definitely has libay gaspa, so if someone adopts a son, and now the son is home together with the wife, or vice versa, so right away, we're going to run into a lot of the heterim don't apply, and really the only etzah would be either to have somebody else come, or to leave the door wide open. But just to leave the door unlocked would not be an etzah in this case. The question is, what does it mean when we say libay gaspa? What is the relationship that has to be in order that it should be considered libay gaspa? So there's a sefer on Yichud called Var Halacha. It was written by Rabbi Horowitz, who was a long time chavusa with the Stipler. The world says over that the Stipler was very involved in writing the sefer, but he did not put his name in it. But he asked this question, that if you look around, it doesn't say anywhere a specific gedder in what's called Libay Gaspa. And he wants to say that what it means is, if there's a close enough relationship between the two, that because of their relationship, when one's in trouble, they would ask the other one for a favor. That's called liba gasta. In most families, if a person needs, a woman needs help from her brother-in-law, or vice versa, they would call each other and ask for help, depending on the size of the family, many times first cousins as well. A person would call his first cousin and ask her for a favor. Says the Dvar Halacha, if they have that kind of relationship, that's called already liba gaspa. Now she'en kein, if they don't have it, even if they know who they are, that does not create a liba gaspa.
So does a neighbor fall into that category? I mean, you ask a neighbor for help also?
So I guess it would depend on the situation. There are people who would tell you that if I need help from a neighbor, I would call her husband, or maybe send my wife. So then it would be okay. But if somebody has a close enough relationship with a neighbor that he would call her, then that would become liba gaspa, and it would be a problem. The question that really has to be asked is, what about co-workers? A person has a secretary, or secretaries, let's say two secretaries in an office, and the question is, they have to set up some sort of system to avoid the yichud. Can Baila Be'ir be that system? Meaning, so if it's a good Kohel family, a good Kohel wife with only one car, and her car is sitting right outside, especially in a city like Muncie, Lakewood, Baila Be'ir becomes very schwer. He's an hour and a half away. I mean, I guess technically he could come, but he's not really coming. It's very hard to say, according to Ramashi, you would have Baila Be'ir. But let's say they have two cars, or he has the car. Couldn't we rely on Baila Be'ir? So if we say that a secretary is liba gaspa, then it would be a problem. It wouldn't be good enough to rely on Baila Be'ir for a heter. But if we say that a secretary is not, so then the fact that the husband could come, if he's in a situation where he actually does come around from time to time, so then it would be a good heter.
Meaning, I mean, the secretary is always doing something for that business. I mean, it's doing something outside of business.
Right. So it would have to be outside of business. The fact that he tells her, go do this, he's not asking her a favor. She's got to do it because she works for him. However, the Sfarim speak out, especially if someone has a secretary for many years, eventually it does get to a point where they could cross the line that it does become liba gaspa. The nice is they spend a lot of time in an office, they'll catch a conversation or two every once in a while, and over time there's definitely a strong possibility that it might cross the line. Besides the fact, they also bring in Aruch HaShulchan. When the Aruch HaShulchan discusses liba gaspa, he says, for example, he knows the woman through business. That is the example he uses of liba gaspa. And therefore, many poskim feel that to just rely on the heter of Baila Be'ir alone is not good enough. Now again, once you're not relying on a heter of Baila Be'ir, so then comes a shayla about leaving a door unlocked. Is that good enough? Do we rely on Pesach Pasuach in the case of liba gaspa? It's another shayla. And therefore, many poskim, on a practical sense, want something more. Either to set up some sort of arrangement where someone from a neighboring office should be coming by every once in a while, just opening the door unannounced, is something which is a shomer, and that would take care of the yichud problem. Leaving the door wide open. My wife worked in an office for many years. Her boss was makbid, summer, winter, wide open. The door has to be wide open. Big sign on the door, just come in, don't knock. That was the way he set it up. He had a screen door, didn't really help for the winter that much, but that was the way he set up his office. Because he was concerned, even Baila Be'ir, the Rav who had come down to the office, felt that this was the way to avoid the shiloh. But on Kaponim, this is a serious shiloh in dealing with whether you have a heter by the year.
Is the screen door the last door of the yichud also, or is
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. A glass door that, because that's called Pesach Pesuach. Anyone who walks by the door could look right in.
Not that they could come in, so they could see what's going on inside.
They could, A, they could see. Second of all, the door was, the lumbus that he used was, if there's a glass door you could see with a big sign on it, don't knock, just walk in.
Okay, that part,
that takes care of.
So you don't have to don't knock, just walk in for it.
So you can't say that that's no good, but what the Pesachim say is, Lamaisa, an office on a day-in, day-out basis really does need a Zahiris Yisera, and you really need to make sure that you take care of it. It doesn't come one time they're in the back, the door closed. You really have to make sure that you have a system in place that it's taken care of under all circumstances. The question that comes up a lot is, what about a therapist? Rav, who I was close to, mentioned to me, someone from out of town, that he was asked to Shaila recently. There was a nutrition therapist in town who was helping people diet, and the way it worked was, every week he came in over there and she went through all the things he did right, all the things they did wrong. And with weekly meetings with the nutrition therapist, the hope was that maybe it would help to lose weight. So basically, many people don't have time for nutrition therapists altogether, right? They're only going because their wife made them crazy. And they're definitely not taking off work for it. So basically, she realized that in order to get men to come to her to her practice, she has to have evening hours. Now, the situation was, she had evening hours, Sunday evenings, a few other weeks, and especially Sunday, there was nobody in the office building, ever. The thing was locked, she came, she opened it up, she buzzed the person in, she could have her office door as wide open as she wants, she was very, very confident that nobody's coming in. The question is, do we have a heter of Baal Be'er? Her husband, let's say, is in town. Is there a heter of Baal Be'er? So this Rav felt that it's very difficult to give her a blanket heter that she could run this business, because Lamaisa, she is dealing with a man on very personal things. And over time, over a few weeks, over a few months, it's definitely possible to say that with certain clients, she'll get to the point that it'll be Libre Gaspa. And then, you don't ever have to abide the beer. The fact that the door's open, who says that that helps as well? But the truth is, there's really another big, big problem with this setup that this woman had. And that is, that there's a Binus Adam that clears a very interesting question. What is the concern? A woman is concerned that her husband's going to come. What is the concern exactly? Her husband's going to come and what? What is she afraid of about her husband coming? So Pashtus, you learn that he's going to come, and if she's going to be Mizana, and he's going to come in, and he's going to see her being Mizana, so she's going to be in trouble. And the Mela, she's concerned that he's going to come, and therefore, she's scared. Says the Chacham Sadam, if a woman is scared that someone's going to walk in at any time, there's no problem with Yichud altogether. If we're really dealing with a case that a husband is a shomer enough that he could just open the door and come right in, there's really no problem of Baal Be'er. He says, what's the problem? He says, the problem of Baal Be'er, the problem, what she's afraid of, is a deeper problem. The door's going to be locked, and he can't get in. But he's going to start questioning her. Why were you in the door? What were you doing in there? What were you doing with this man? And the Nela, once she's going to be under interrogation, she's afraid to be Mizana, because she's afraid that if he's going to interrogate her, because she had no business being in the room with this person, if she's going to be Mizana, she'll end up admitting it, and the Mela, she'll get in trouble. Says the Chachmas Adam, Let's say she has permission to be in that room. Let's say her husband knows that she's going to talk to somebody privately and gives her permission to talk. Says the Chacham Sadam, if there's no interrogation, the whole heter by the ear goes away. Because she's not afraid. She's going to come. She'll ask the husband will ask, what were you doing? You told me I could go. That would be the end of the story. Says the Chacham Sadam, any time there's a yichud where the husband knows that she's supposed to be in a private setting with this person, and he can't get in. So in such a case, there would be no heter of Baal HaBir.
What difference is it, painter or somebody fixing the...
Oh, so by the painter, very often, the word is, the husband can open the door at any time. So you always have that heter. Right? What he's talking about is, let's say, she's in an office that he can't open the door. He can't. He can't get in. He doesn't have the key to her office. She's somewhere else that he has no access to. In such a case, says the Chacham Sadam, if she's talking to somebody that he has no idea that she's talking to, then you would have a heter. But if she's going to be in a situation where she's going to close the door and create a situation where the heter is not going to apply, says the Chacham Sadam, you can't rely on Baal HaBir.
If he has the key
and he could come in right away, so that he says clearly is okay. But if he wouldn't have the key, and let's say she would close the door or something like that, so they want to say that in such a case, there is no. He wants to say that there's no heter. Oh, so if she would give the key to her husband and her husband could come in, then ein chanami. But if you, once you're relying on, let's say, the Chazon Ish, that there's a certain nervin, right? Now, granted, the Chazon Ish over here happens to hold that it's mutter. But once you're relying already on that, you have another problem in this issue that she doesn't have that nervin because she feels that if he asks me questions, I have answers. But ein chanami. The problem over there, so again, if it's in a place that the husband could walk right in, into the room that she's in, then in a chanami you would have a heter. You would still have liba gaspel. Right, you would still have liba gaspel. But if not, then this would be another reason to asa. And that's why it's very important, again, in the therapy setting, where there has to be a certain amount of privacy because of the nature of the of therapy, but the issa yichud, one has to be extremely careful, the person's dealing, let's say, with a woman therapist, to be extremely careful just to say, oh, she's married, her husband lives here, we're good. There's a lot of issues that have to be dealt with. A, to walk in one time, a person could say, it's not liba gaspa, it's okay. But b'shrat in therapy, where the job of a therapist is to really connect with the other person and to get them to put the whole life of them out on the table, a lot of times it doesn't take very long, and you're definitely getting into situations of the Yibay Gaspa, and then these heterim would not apply. Okay.